Blog Talk Radio.
We're here. Hello. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our season premiere. This is our fifth season premiere, the premiere of season number 5 of the Eric Terrell Show. I'm so happy to have you, everyone. I'm so happy to have you, Asia, down. And Asia, you scare me sometimes.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
How are you? How's everything? You ready for this season?
Yes, yes. Definitely ready. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. It's 5? Really? You sure you ain't adding on for extra oomph?
It seems like I'm just tacking on numbers now, doesn't it? It's
8. Season 8. Like, season 8.
Right. Last year.
And you've
like,
been in school that long.
No. It's like getting older, you know. You turn 25, and you're like, did we skip a few years? Is it 25 now, or
right?
Am I 30? Am I 21? Well, yes. You're old. You're old. If you can't believe you're old, you're old. Just like the Eric Terrell Show is getting kind of old. There have been many radio shows to go many seasons. But 5 seems like a long time for us. It seems like a very long time. I was a sophomore in college. I was a sophomore, and Asia had graduated by the time she had joined me, I think at the end of the first season or sometime during the second. But we're rolling. We're rolling, Asia. We are rolling. So.
Rolling,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, there is a huge injustice. First of all, relationships, race, and religion. That's what we do on the Eric Terrell Show. We do relationships, we do race, we do religion. Those are the topics that we cover. All right. Typically on a season premiere, I love a topic that hits both of those, what we're doing today. There is a huge discrepancy, an injustice, if you will. There is a huge discrepancy, a huge double standard in the world of relationships, a huge double standard that isn't talked about so much. The double standard in relationships, the big double standard that I'm talking about, is the fact that rich black men date white women. They marry white women. But rich white women don't date black men, okay? Rich white women don't just go out here loving black men. They don't marry black men. Now, if you're black, if you're a black man and you're poor, or maybe not poor, but you're not rich. Like, I don't
middle,
know. Me,
middle class.
Okay, I'm an example. a rich woman is hard to swing, period. A rich black woman is hard to swing. A rich white woman, damn near impossible. Okay, you got to have magic game to get with a rich white woman, even for a night. Rich white women are scary, and you scare them, and they scare you. It's not a world. It's not a world that I'm familiar with, that black men are familiar with. Even if I'm out, if I'm at a bar, if I'm at a club, and I see a purse on a white woman that I can't necessarily pronounce, then I'm going to keep walking. I don't want to try to act like I'm worthy of something that I don't need to act like I'm worthy of, because I'm worthy of just about anything. But the fact that you're rich means that somebody took your nose and just put it up in the sky. Like you everything's smelly to you if you're rich, especially if you're a rich white woman, especially poor black men. We smell funny. We look funny. It's almost as if I can see a spoon just hanging out of your mouth. I don't know. But if for black men, okay, black men, you either got to have a nice culture behind you, which means you got to relate to all cultures to appeal to white women. You got to have a lot of education, or you got to have a whole lot of money. Okay, if you don't have a degree, if you don't wear nice sweaters, if your verb and your noun, your verb and subject tenses don't agree, okay, you speak like Derrick Rose, then chances are you make money like Derrick Rose if you got a white woman. So, and there's people, Asia. There's people that hate this. Okay, there's people that despise this thing. There's people. Okay, you with me? I'm on speaker now.
Yeah, I'm here with you. There are people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. There's people that hate it. The thought of it makes them vomit. Like a black man and a white woman. All these beautiful ebony queens that we have to offer. Who the hell do you think you are? Do you even know who you are? Do you know where you come from? Do you know how far we've come and how far we still have to go? And you gonna do this?
What
do you know
think?
Who your mom is? What do you think about this phenomenon? Is it that big of a deal? First of all,
to me, no. I will say growing older, when I was younger, I did have a little bitter taste in my mouth for the thought of that because, you know, we're young professionals and we're growing up like, okay, I'm looking for a significant other. I'm looking for a mate. I'm looking for my husband, my future, my whatever. And being an educated black woman, you look for certain traits in people, and of course, everybody wants to marry a rich person. I would say everybody wants to marry a rich person. That would be the goal, is to have somebody that could support you and your family, your offspring, whatever, to live comfortably. Everybody wants that. If you don't want that, you're crazy. So, with that in mind, you know, just them, I want to say, selecting out, you know, the other options of, you know, having a African American woman, a black woman, that did make me upset. But you really can't change the view of somebody. You know, who am I to say, you know, oh, you can only date it within your race? You know, I'm totally against that completely. But I have an issue. The only issue I really have is if they're just completely biased against black women. Like, if these black men are just like, you know what, I'm sticking to the white women because they're manageable and they're polite. I can take them to, you know, the ball for my promotion and all this other stuff. Like, you just can't do that. You just can't have this one way of thinking. Now, if they just decide to, you know, if they meet somebody and they just happen to be white, that's not the real issue here. If you only go out seeking white people in a relationship, or even if you only go out seeking people within your race, that's totally wrong. There's way too many people in the world, Asian, Indian, whatever, for you to limit yourself.
Right.
And that's the only issue. If you were just stereotyping your own race, like that really grinds my gears, would you say? Like, you just can't, you're putting us into this category when you didn't want to be stereotyped. Like, I'm pretty sure that you had to, like you said, you know what you've been through, you know where you came from, for you to be stereotyped, and you went to school and you wanted to be a lawyer, you wanted to be a doctor, and people were turning you down, turning your nose up because your name was Terrell. And now when you get the success, you go to the bunny. You don't even go to, you know, Shaquan and them just because you think that stereotypically they're not your fit. That's, I feel like that's
the real issue. It's the access. It's something about the access that makes it sexy. Now, I wouldn't just flip. I wouldn't just change my standards or what I look for. I wouldn't change my taste. But there is something, and if you don't agree, then you're lying to yourself, I think. There's something sexy about the access to something that you didn't have access to. Now, everybody says that a rich white woman wouldn't want to date them, you know, the black men. They say, well, a rich white woman wouldn't date me when I didn't have money, and now they want to date me. It's something about that that's sexy. Access to anything that you never could have before makes you want to try it. It makes you want to just stick your hand in a cookie jar. Now, you shouldn't keep your hand in a cookie jar. I don't know when you add money to it. The whole debate gets weird. It gets really weird. Now, I'm going to come back to you, Asia, because we're going to need you specifically. I have a special guest, a very special guest, my friend Michael Brooks, who's going to join us in a few seconds. First of all, what's really relevant? The fifth season of the Eric Terrell Show is beginning today, which is ironic. We're beginning with a topic about black men marrying white women, especially rich black men marrying white women. The season is coming to a new start today. But Eric Terrell's favorite athlete is ending his career today. That is what's coming to an end today. And I said it's ironic because he's married to a white woman, which I didn't necessarily think about. I love my Kobe Bryant. What do you think about the whole Kobe Bryant walking into the sunset? Has Kobe pleased you with everything he gave the NBA, Asia? Especially, you know, white woman.
the access to white women.
Access granted. Kobe says, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll take that.
It is, you know, this day had to come. I will say I was more so a follower of Kobe in the later years, like when him and Shaq were playing for the Lakers. Definitely, I really haven't been keeping up with him, but he has had, with the news and all these highlights coming up about his career path, he's done a lot of great things, a lot of undermined great things that people are like, oh, it's just Kobe, he's old, you know, he's not really relevant now because there's so many other people in the spotlight, but you have to go back as a whole career. He was really great. He's really great. And to be honest,
you're talking about his greatness off the court. Too, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we know he's the man. We know that.
Oh, gosh. We're not going to get you started on that.
Yeah, that's what we're not going to do. That's not what the show is about. So he's done well by Asia Downing, basically.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, listen here, people. I'm excited here. We're going to have a fun discussion. Now, my special guest, why is he my special guest? That's a good question. He is a brother like me. He's not rich. He's not rich like me. At least I don't think he's rich. I would imagine he isn't holding out on us. But he is married to a white woman, which is going to make this pretty poignant. And he is also a stand-up comedian. He is the 2016 LOL Grand Champion, the 2014 WMGK Comedy Champion. These are prestigious comedy contests and competitions in the tri-state area. He is also the host of Comedy Boss, which is a monthly show at Misconduct Tavern in Center City, Philadelphia. My man, Mike Brooks. What's happening, bro?
What's going on? Can you hear me? What's going on, sir? How you doing, man?
I'm all good.
Hello,
I'm
hello.
Good.
How's everybody? Good stuff.
Hey,
what's your co-host name? I'm sorry. How you doing?
It's Asia. He's talking to you, Asia.
Asia, how you doing? All right?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I got it. Before we even get started, man, I got to say how excited I am to be on your show and that I love how you say white woman. It's just it's amazing. He's like,
yeah,
I love him, but you know he married to a white woman, right?
I mispronounce it every time. You know, our buddy King Cobb gets on me every time I say woman because I pronounce it singular every time. I don't know how to say women. It's women, right? Women is how you say it.
Yeah. And you got one more correction. Your boy Kobe, who's my man too, I'm going to cry tonight. His wife isn't white. She's like Mexican or something.
Oh,
she's not white. She's like she might have some in there, but she definitely got some Mexican in her. Vanessa Bryant,
so
she was born to Mexican parents. That's what they say.
So she's white.
My bad. I stand corrected.
So basically, no, I'm joking. No, I stand corrected. I definitely didn't know her actual origin, which goes to show how silly I am, right? The silly guy says it's his favorite athlete of all time. Doesn't even know the man's wife is Mexican, not white. Excuse me.
Yeah, because his daughter's as chocolate as I don't know what too. So.
Yeah,
Mons,
I know.
Mine is brown,
got,
too, so what can I say?
Yeah, you're wonderful. You're wonderful mixed babies.
Yes,
sir. I love mixed babies. You know, I love mixed babies. Mixed babies are beautiful babies.
They're beautiful, man. I love
them. People say, man, you love mixed babies. That's not right. You what about black babies? They aren't the most beautiful babies? No, I don't. I think mixed babies are the most beautiful babies that we have to offer. Mixed babies are good American Abraham Lincoln Martin Luther King babies.
Can't go wrong with that. So what's up, sir? What's going on? This topic, huh?
Yeah. What did anything stick out to you so far that we've discussed?
Yeah, I was sitting back listening to y'all, and first and foremost, I am not rich at all. I got my white woman the old-fashioned way from college, and she just hung around a lot with me. But I was sitting there thinking about this, and I don't know. Sometimes for some athletes, it's a matter of. You know what I mean? It's once you get all that money, once you finally get that first paycheck in the NFL or NBA, I think some dudes want to make that upgrade. You know what I mean? You want to upgrade your car. You want to upgrade your house. You want to upgrade your clothes. And then you want to upgrade your relationships. So for some guys, making that transition, you know, to a quote-unquote white woman is like a trophy. You know what I mean? Like you got to make that upgrade no matter what. I gotta upgrade this trophy because I gotta show to the world what this exotic person looks like. You know that kind of thing. I need a trophy to show to the world. Like I was thinking about hell Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean? Like his first wife was black. Have you seen his wife now? She looked like a Oscar.
Is she golden? Is she golden with a bald head?
She is literally golden. You need to Google her off your phone or something and check what I'm talking about. So, I mean, for some dudes, it's just, you know, it's just an upgrade thing. I want to upgrade to the next thing and see what's going on. Consciously. Now, I think subconsciously, sometimes for some guys, it's a matter of who they're around. Like, you'd be at these Division I schools, and is it the only white women that's around you at some of these schools? So they're the ones that's constantly in your face, that kind of thing. So that could be a matter of case, too, is like who's around. Because I think your co-host said something about you ain't going back and getting the girl from the hood. Cats ain't coming back home. They getting that check going to L.A.
No.
They getting their check.
Yeah.
So they trying to
and
see
I
what's
go
around
back
them.
And getting the girl from the hood. No, I won't. I won't go back and get the girl from the hood. I won't do it. That's
yeah.
what I won't do. Now, whether I'll marry a white woman, maybe yet to be announced. But
good luck
I'm
to you. I get some advice on that.
That's what you. I do like cream in my coffee, though. I will say that. If that has anything to do with anything, I do like cream in my coffee. So how sexy should access be? Is the sexiness of the access a thing to be proud about, or is it betrayal?
I mean, you got to understand the world we're living in. We're constantly bombarded with images of things we should desire. Every time you turn the TV, I got to desire that car. Excuse me. I got to desire that house. I got to desire this woman. You know, we are constantly hitting with this stuff. So we all want the access. You got the haves and the have-nots, the 99% versus the 1%. You know what I mean? So these guys get into these sports, yeah, because they love it, but also because of what these sports can give them access to, and access to a world they've never seen before. So a lot of times they can't handle it. That's why now with cats even getting to the NBA and the NFL, they have, you know, those they make them go through seminars about what to expect when you get into the NBA and when you get into the NFL, and what they can expect is mad people coming after their money and mad people trying to get them enticed in something. So you got people throwing themselves at them constantly, and they just get caught up.
So do these women see a brown man, Mike, or do they see a green dollar?
I hear what you're saying. I'm not going to generalize the entire world, but I guarantee you there's some that sees a paycheck to the next level. I mean, look at the you know, if we're going to, you know, talk about an example, the Kardashians, you know what I mean? They are farming white women to get yourself the black dude with the next paycheck. You know, it's a farming system over there. So it's definitely it's a strategic plan. You know what I mean? They're trained. It's almost like you know how you have like a draft or something, like you got the NFL draft where you might have a draft of women just like, all right, I got this first round pick, I'm gonna get this second round pick. You know what I mean? Like, it's drafting on that level too.
Yeah. Asia Downey.
Yes.
Oh man, your thoughts. Are we on the money?
This is very enlightening. I do that. When I was kind of following to the people, like, so like Kobe and athletes and stuff, all these people with this money, that they may have this quote unquote access to these women because they just might be gold diggers too. Like, just because they white and the black men are being duped. I think they're being duped into this. I'd be like, oh, now they want me. Like, no, maybe they may not. They may not want to.
Yeah.
If you're like a professional athlete, that is really hard to weed out the bad and the good. Like, you can't go to.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, how much do they want you? If they want a rich black athlete, how much do they love you personally? How much is it about you?
Yeah, and that's the work these guys got to do. Trust. When the more money you get, the more trust issues you have. You know, so you got to find out who's there for you versus who's not there for you. And the reality is, I feel like I got to need to say this. Not every black man that's with a white woman is with her because I hate black women. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not my case, and I'm sure it's not the case of every man that's out there. Some of these guys are just with these women because that's who was with them, you know, when they were down, when they didn't have nothing. So that's who they love. That's who they be with. So be it. Like, I think of quarterback in Seattle Seahawks. What's my man's name? I just lost his name for a second. Russell Wilson. His first wife was white. Then he left her and got with Sierra. So this dude did the reverse. He flipped the whole game on us.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And how black is Sierra? That's a big switch. Wow.
So it's just a matter, I think, going back to your first question, it's about trust. And, you know, you don't know who's for you, who's not. That's why you got to really figure out that kind of trust factor and, like, who's really here for my money, who's really here for me. And I guarantee not everybody that's with you is really going to be with you to the end. They with you as long as you got that paycheck.
And you know the tough part? If you're rich, you almost have to marry rich. Because
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, how bad is the how tough is trust when you're marrying somebody who doesn't have money, you know? And how many? I mean, we've got tons. I mean, thousands, millions of rich black people that are out here. It's probably
hey, man,
double.
How many?
What is it? Double rich white people?
I mean, flip the script on that. Flip the script on that. How many poor people together because they poor? Because I can't leave. You know what I mean? Like, how many people are together? So imagine they get some dollars. I asked you know, remember when that Powerball was like $500 million? I asked my boy, like, yo, what you going to do with that money? He's like, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that, I'm going to buy that. I'm like, oh, man, what you going to buy your wife? He was like, who? I was like, but, bro, you can't be doing that. So it's a matter of that money thing. Like, the man, I don't have money, that's why I'm together and stuff. So this you got to find who you love. At the end of the day, you got to find who you love, who's going to ride with you no matter what.
That's it. So beyond that, would you have any final statements as we scoot on out of here? What will be your biggest counsel, you would say, even though it seems like you just gave it? If there's anything that you want to say that you haven't said already, let us have it as we scoot on out of here.
Just watch who's in your circle. I would say that no matter what economic status you got, watch who's in your circle and make sure. And don't be one of these dudes that denies our sister. So let's get real. Although I'm married to a white woman, the reality is my daughter is a person of color now. You know what I mean? She's mixed, but she's seen as black. So she is beautiful. All our women are beautiful. So you just got to find who you love, who makes you happy, and just ride from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you obviously not your wife, but do you think white women who have mixed babies want a white baby? Do you think because mixed babies
that's a whole other topic. You know how hard it was for her to do my daughter's hair. You know how hard it was for her to learn how to do my daughter's hair in the beginning? She a beast now. Don't get it twisted. My wife is a beast now. But in the beginning, she was like, I don't know what – I can't cuss on her. I don't know what the hell to do with this. I'm like, just call my mom, baby. Just call my mom. My mom knows what's up.
That's hilarious.
Nah, I think it's when it's your child. No matter what, you know, don't care what color the baby is, but you do get some. Oh, my wife used to get real quick. I know we got to get out of here. My wife used to get when she took it to the playground. Like, oh, where'd you adopt her from? She's like, chick, this is my daughter.
Get
so that was funny.
Off my mixed black and white baby.
Exactly.
She's my mixed black and white baby. Oh,
and I tell my daughter all the time when people ask me about my daughter, I said she's half black and half white, which means she knows all the latest dance moves. She's just terrible at them. So.
Barack Obama's his mom's white, right?
Yeah, his mom is white. Yep.
Yeah, she's got to be so like frustrated with all this first black president stuff. Like, you know, he's white too.
Well,
he's like, hey,
well,
don't
she's
forget
dead,
black.
So I don't think she has any problems. Well, she's dead, so I don't think she has any problems.
The critics in heaven.
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the critics in heaven. Listen here, thanks a lot, Mike Brooks. I really appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, sir. Peace out. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. My man, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Now, Asia, I've got two questions for you.
Yes.
This has been a fun premiere. This has been a pretty, pretty fun premiere. Really, really interesting topic. I'm very happy to be back. you know, I've got people coming onto the show telling me that Kobe Bryant's wife is Mexican. And then I'm reminded that Barack Obama's mom
is dead.
Well, isn't he learning a lot about his culture?
Thrown under the bus.
My two questions for you: what's happening on May the 8th? Someone's graduating.
Oh yes, my little protege, Helene Downing, is walking
across
University stage. Yes.
Oh yeah, Asia's little sister graduating from the illustrious Hampton University. So very proud of that. And we'll be hanging out, Asia. Are we going to be hanging out on the Friday night or Saturday night? Where are we going to be hanging out at? Kazi's Comedy Club.
It don't matter. Everywhere. Out there.
Yeah. Right. Kazi's Comedy Club. Hampton, Newport News, Virginia. Woo! We did it. Love is the most important thing, people. If you're rich and you love somebody that's white, just love them. The most important thing is love. Make sure they know you. Make sure you got that trust. But love is what we're here for. Love yourself. Love other people. Love the truth. And love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love. And God did it.
God did it.
God did it. Yes, he did. He's down, and we will talk next week.
All righty.